tape five, tape six, listen to after tape five. Now, tell me the parts of the buggy and everything now that you've got the picture.
These are the shafts.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have some kind of, I don't know what they, well, they have what they call a belly band that goes around under the horse and up there. I guess that's that. Mm-hmm. And this is the lines that goes back that you guide the horse by. It goes to its head here. And that's a bridle, called
mm-hmm.
a bridle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go back over his horse's back. And see there, my husband has him in his hand,
mm-hmm.
in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
This is a collar.
Mm-hmm.
To keep from rubbing, these other things from rubbing around the neck, hurting around the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And and has bits in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That, and this horse was very tender mouthed and very easy to manage because it was those bits that you can just barely see there go into their mouths.
Mm-hmm. Now the wheel, this is the...
That's the axle.
Okay, and then...
This is the... you said that?
Spokes.
Spokes in the wheel. And that's the rim.
Mm-hmm. Now, does this have a special name down here where you attached it to the buggy? Up there, or did it?
Well, didn't it have a single tree back down there?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that had. Hold the horse to the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was these things that he was so afraid that if the horse stepped in a hole that they might break. And I've not yet told the name,
mm-hmm.
except just...
If you were out after you plowed, what would you use to break up the ground even more?
Break up the clods and things.
Uh-huh. After you plow, then you'd...
Well, my father had a kind of a... I don't know what you call it now, but it was sort of like a garden rake on it. It was a big thing that you could hitch a
mm-hmm.
mule to and just go over it and break up the clods and make the bed even.
Mm-hmm.
For the seeds.
The soil even finer.
Uh-huh. Break up the clods, as you said.
The X-shaped frame, what do you call that you lay across a log? You lay a log across to chop it into stove links. What do you call those A-shaped frames that you use to lay the boards across? So like to make a table for a church supper. Sharpen a straight razor on a leather.
It's a leather strap.
Mm-hmm.
I have my husband's last leather strap and his old razor and the mug before he got the electric razor.
And did you ever have a piece of playing equipment where you had a plank and you laid it over a trestle and it'd go up and down?
That's called seesaw.
Mm-hmm. And
we had that lots of times.
What'd you call a limber plank that's fixed at both ends that